We're in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And we'll get right to them. Laura's first on the line, starting in Desert Hills. Welcome to the program this morning, Laura.
Well, good morning. My question is about grapevines, actually. We planted some grapevines on the west side of our house for the main purpose of shade, to shade our house. Worked beautifully. It took all summer for all the vines to grow on a nice big trellis. Now that it's winter, all the leaves have dropped. My question is if we leave the vines on the trellis the way they are, will they bud again on those same vines, or do we need to trim them and prune them?
Well, you know, if you're not pruning them for fruit development, you might want to just let them continue to grow. And if you've already have them established on a trellis, to cut them back and only to have to retrain them onto the trellis, it seems like that might not be a good plan. But I'm not really certain what the response to the pruning would be. If maybe you need to prune back some of the smaller growth to encourage even more growth, that's a good question. Now, Peter, do you have anything on that?
Well, for fruit production, people generally train their grapevines to three or four laterals, and then each year they'll cut back to those laterals. So, The new growth will be produced from those junctions, and that's where your fruit will come from. And then if you really want to grow for good clusters, you will actually thin your clusters down to maybe three or four clusters per branch.
Okay. But that's kind of what I was reading.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. because we don't really, it would be nice if it did produce grapes, but that wasn't our goal. But the shade was beautiful. So that's kind of what I was reading. So that's why I was confused if I really needed to cut them down. But what I was reading is to trim them to help promote the production of grapes.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate the call. I think you need to decide, do y'all want shade or fruit? And if you want the shade, that's a great way to keep the south side of the home shaded. And if you want fruit, just put another row right in. You probably already got your irrigation right there. And I wouldn't imagine that they're such a high-use water plant. When you pass a wine vineyard, they're all fairly close to each other. Put another little row out and make that your fruit production. Let's move to Ahwatukee and bring Craig into the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Craig, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Let's see. I've got in my front driveway between myself and my neighbor, we have about 12 feet of space. And so my half would be 6 feet of space. Every summer I look down the street, across the street from me, about three houses down. They've got this beautiful pecan tree that just provides so much shade for their cars when they're sitting there in the driveway. And then I hop in my hot car and I'm just dying. I would just love something like that. Do you guys have any suggestions and when I should pick up that tree and how I should plant it and so forth? How much would it cost to something like a pecan or any other good shade trees you guys have suggestions for?
Well, the one concern I would have about a pecan tree, they are a nice shade tree and fully deciduous this time of year. They've lost their leaves, so it'll let a little bit of sunlight in during the winter, but then it'll be nice and full and shady in the summer, is that they often get aphids. And the aphids produce a honeydew that drops all over the place, and they are pretty common. And there's very few pecan trees that don't have, at least some aphid populations during September. And if you have cars parked underneath or anywhere near that pecan tree, that could be a problem with a lot of honeydew dropping all over your vehicles. But there's plenty of good shade trees. If you have 12 feet of space between yours and the neighbors, that's a great, a lot of space for a pretty good sized tree. We like going to the AMWA website, AMWUA, Arizona Municipal Water Users Association website. They've got a great listing with color photographs of various trees, giving all the characteristics, the mature height and spread, the litter issues, some of the issues like the aphids. And you can go through that list for some suggestions on a good tree.
if you're looking for a shade tree and you've got the space for this tree to grow, another one of my favorites is the tipu tree. It's Tipuana tipu. This is a fantastic tree. It's in the pea family. It gets yellow flowers, and there's one at Elgin Nursery that's on the west side that's got to be 80 feet tall. It gets to be a really big sized tree. So if you got the space and you want a real shade tree, look up tipu, T-I-P-U.
And when you said it's in the pea family, what does that mean?
It's related to peas and beans, and most of our native trees are in the pea family. They actually fix nitrogen from the atmosphere with nodules on their roots, so they require very little fertilization, usually fairly carefree trees.
It's great. Yeah, we like the tipu a lot. It's a great, beautiful, in the spring, has really nice, luxuriant green growth. A lot like the pecan in many ways. It's got a nice fat leaf, and that's what you want. You know, some of our desert trees, as beautiful as they are, have a pretty sparse foliage, so not great shade producers.
And can be very aggressive when it comes to pruning if you've got a long thorn. I mean, you need chain mail for half of the native trees around here to trim up and clean up.
And I'm curious, we had someone on not too long ago, buddy, about tree law. Could you talk to your neighbor about just planting it right on the line and have your full 12 feet? That would change the whole dynamic of what trees could be an option.
Could be planted there. Good point.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.